Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2022 Venice International Film Festival. Specifically, we're going to be talking about Giornate degli Autori, the section, the independent and parallel section of the festival, with one of the filmmakers who's presenting a film here. The film is called Worlds Apart, and I'm in the company of Cecilia Minucci. So, thank you very much for joining us.
Of course, thank you for having me.
So, why don't we start the obligatory way, let's say. Cecilia, would you be able to tell us a little bit about the film, what the story is?
Sure. It's about three couples that are stuck in their homes because of external circumstances and how they manage to reevaluate their relationships with the people they're stuck with, and eventually themselves.
So, I mean, from watching this film, of course, it documents a lot of the hardships that many people encounter during the pandemic, but there is also potential that comes with it, right? It's almost like a hopeful twist.
Of course. There has to be hope, always, even in the saddest circumstances.
Right. And a lot of it revolves around, I guess, love.
Yes. It's about love, relationships, and the human condition under strenuous circumstances. And in this case, because of COVID. And we started the film at the very beginning of the pandemic. So the film is not about the pandemic, but it's about the relationships. However, the pandemic is in the background and conditioned our means and our ways of making this film.
Yeah, I mean, in the face of challenges, how we react, and sometimes we are kind of forced to rethink the lives that we live, right?
Exactly. And the people we are with, you know, and ourselves, as I was saying.
Yeah. So was it the same for you then? I mean, I think you mentioned there that it was almost at the beginning of the pandemic that you were inspired to do it. So how did it take me through the journey then? What was the genesis, and then how did it go on?
Well, yes, it was out of utter despair. Oh my God, you know, we're not going to be able to work anymore. What about our creativity? There will be no outlet for a long time. It felt like this could go on forever, you know. And so I thought to myself, wait a minute, maybe it would be a good idea to do something so that we can distract ourselves from this horrible moment, at the same time exercise our creativity. And I called these actors and I said, I have an idea about maybe, you know, a relationship movie during this time, and would you participate? And they were all thrilled to be with us. So we did it. We made it.
Was it filmed during the pandemic too?
Oh, yes, of course.
Because I mean, that's another way to be productive, right? Because we talked about how in the story you're faced with challenges and you're forced to rethink yourself.
Of course.
Your movements as a filmmaker are limited, where you can place the camera and all of those things. Did they come into play?
Absolutely, of course, yes. It was all, you know, directed remotely, and we came up with the idea of not ever moving the camera, but just have the actors move throughout so that there would be a unified look for the film in a simple way. And except for the opening and closing scenes, we were all, you know, done. We did this all remotely in every single way, including post-production, you know.
Yes, the scene in the art gallery, and then it sets up, and then all of a sudden the pandemic hits and the story then develops.
Yes.
Well, we mentioned these actors, but there's some really notable names in there, you know.
Yes.
Bob Odenkirk, what an amazing actor.
One of
the top actors in the world now, one of the most popular actors in the world.
I know. I'm like so blessed to have him. And he's not only a wonderful actor, but he's a wonderful human being as well. And I love to stress this because so unique to have such a talent and have such a great person within the same human being.
He seems like a nice guy too.
Wonderful.
He's a great actor. And then you've got Radha Mitchell in there.
Fantastic, Danny Radha Houston. And Danny, yes, too.
I'm super excited to see Danny Houston in any film. I'm a fan of all of the Houstons.
Yes.
I graduated from the Houston Film School.
All right.
There's a connection there.
Sure, and his lovely wife, too, Rosie Fellner, that played his wife in the film.
Wonderful
actress.
Productive and kind of be doing something together as a couple. You know?
Yes.
Maybe been beneficial to their relationship as well. Who knows?
Yes.
So reflecting on what we went through and what we're getting out of, hopefully we won't have to experience anything like that again.
God forbid. Yeah.
How do you look back on those days then, in retrospect? What's the take-home point in terms of what happened, what we lived through, having to be quarantined within confined spaces? Do you think we learned something?
I hope we learned to appreciate time. The time that finally we had in our hands that we hardly have anymore because our lives are so chaotic and always on the move. So maybe some reflection, you know, possibility of thinking things through again. And I guess the joy for life that comes with it, the appreciation of life and the hope that this common catastrophe could put humanity in a better place and learn about common causes that make us all equal and therefore love and patience and peace in this world, you know?
Well, that reflects the sentiment of the title, right? Worlds Apart. Do you feel we are still worlds apart?
We are a little bit still. You know, the life became upside down, and I feel like hasn't completely tilted back where it should be yet.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. A positive future.
Always, for all of us, yes.
Cecilia, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.